Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
You didn't say the asterisks.
For entertainment purposes only, asterisk.
No, you start with it.
Asterisk. On this podcast, we
Nope, you're doing it wrong. Footnote one.
Little cross symbol.
Oh, yeah.
For entertainment purposes only.
What happens, like, I've only ever seen double cross symbol. What happens after that? Where do you go?
I don't know. Three crosses?
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seems like, why not just use numbers at that point?
Yeah. Why not just use numbers always?
Yeah, because really an asterisk only works so far. Like if you have one or maybe up to three.
Mm.
But then you're going to spend all your time counting asterisks or breaking up your text with giant strings of asterisks.
That's just a little publishing tip from us to you.
Yeah, just tarot standard. We just use one asterisk for one footnote.
Yeah, which is that the show is for entertainment purposes only. Don't sue us.
And that litigation shy host over there is Ben Noble.
And that correct footnote using fearless person is Brian Dooley.
And what we do on this show is we
get into some minutia about footnotes.
We really dig deep in MLA notation. There's a lot of different tarot spreads.
I'm a Chicago guy myself.
Ben, I'm going to start the show.
Okay.
A lot of tarot spreads are really complex, but we don't do any of those complex shenanigans. We, for the most part, just draw three cards.
For the most part, yeah.
And those cards always, not for the most part, indicate the recent past, the present action, and future outcome. And that's what we do. We give advice to some lucky reader.
You didn't put my whole string of words on top of future outcome.
The future money back guaranteed.
Spiritual gold. For entertainment purposes only.
For entertainment purposes only.
Future outcome.
Future outcome.
Thank you.
Sorry.
TM.
TM, TM, TM. Yeah, so that's what we do. And we do that for some lucky reader and...
Nope, they're a listener.
Some lucky viewer.
Yes.
Yes. And so that's what we're going to do as soon as we tease the card of the week.
Yes.
Which I think we just did.
Woohoo! It's been teased.
It teased us. So let's just jump right into Queerance Corner.
Okay, we'll go there.
Here we are in Queerance Corner. And this week our question comes from Ashley. And Ashley says... I've been dating someone for 3 months now, and it's going great.
Then what do you need us for?
I feel as if I could be falling in love, and I wonder if these feelings are real or if I'm being delusional.
Ah, now I see why she needs us.
Can I trust this guy not to smash my heart into a million pieces? Oof.
Man, good thing we have disclaimer on the show, because this is some real stuff.
Well, let's dive right into it.
Wow, you were just blitzing through this show.
I'm excited to find out what we have to tell Ashley.
All right.
Do you have some pre-advice?
No.
No? I have some pre-advice.
Well, I guess then you can share it.
Give everything, but keep one little piece of yourself just safe. So you always have that.
Take it! Take another little piece of my heart now, baby!
But don't break it.
Asterisk.
Double crosses.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brian, what deck are we going to answer this question with today?
Oh, boy. Today we are using the Tarocchi Sola Busca.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just start
That's
with
Italian, and I'm pretty sure I just murdered the language. There's no one left that can speak the
Mussolini
Italian language.
Mussolini is crawling out of his grave.
But he speaks English now because no one is allowed to speak Italian after I just murdered it.
Oh, man. Normally we do invite zombies onto our show, but I don't think we're going to give zombie Mussolini a spot.
Nope.
He's not. Okay.
He's not welcome.
I'm going to start with just a sound effect to give you an impression of this deck. That's me dropping this deck onto the desk.
Yeah. It's not a small deck.
No, it's the cards are very tall. I'm comparing it to my 16-ounce coffee cup, and it is almost as tall as my 16-ounce coffee cup. The paper on these cards, very index card level thickness.
Yeah, it's one step shy of corrugated cardboard.
And it is very difficult to shuffle. In fact, before the show started, we had to do a pile shuffle because we can't riffle shuffle this deck. So a bit more about the deck. The back would have you believe that it's going to be some sort of like space-themed deck.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be space-themed. It looks
galactic on the background. But you turn it over, and it's Renaissance, not Renaissance, pre-Renaissance, Baroque, I believe.
Ooh, nice.
Baroque art colored pencil.
This says an extraordinary work of the Italian Renaissance.
As I was saying, it's like a colored pencil Renaissance deck. You know, there's some Italian words on it, some cherubs. Very dour-looking medieval people. You know.
You know the type.
Yeah, you know. Here, look at the Three of Coins. It's a very oddly proportioned baby with a tiny peepee holding up a giant...
Let's not shame this baby's peepee.
Okay. Holding up a giant purple backpack with coins and flowers coming out of it.
Sure. Like you do.
Like you do. Here's two babies churning butter. Cherub babies.
Yeah, what is that? The Ace of Wands?
I think so. Two stars.
Two stars.
And I can say that without fear because I know the person who did the art for this deck is long dead.
Long dead. It was longer Mussolini. Than Mussolini.
All right. There's just a cursory shuffle.
All right. Let's get the deck ready.
Should we remind people? Okay. Now should we remind people about Ashley's question?
I think we should.
Ashley has been dating somebody for 3 months, and it's going great. She feels as if she could be falling in love and wonders if those feelings are real or if she's just being delusional.
Can she trust this guy to not smash her heart into a million pieces? Let's find out. That was my imitation of the owl from the Tootsie Roll Pop commercial.
Oh, okay. Are we going to lick the cards?
We could, because this deck has never been used before, but I don't recommend it.
Okay. Flip.
This is the Five of Swords, perhaps?
In the past card is the Five of Swords? It would appear that way. And what we have is five sheathed swords tied together with a ribbon. And they're inside of a...
Urn,
but there's no bottom to the urn. They're coming out the bottom.
Oh, they're poking out the bottom.
Yeah, they're poking out the bottom of the urn.
So it's just like a sword holder. Like people have
an umbrella holder. But for swords. Umbrella holder, but for swords.
Right. And to me, these swords look like carrots with handles.
Basically.
Because they're sheathed, I guess.
The sheaths are very carrot colored.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess some people would call that orange. I would call that orange.
I don't know. If you opened up a box of Crayola, it probably says carrot.
Yeah. So...
Asterix.
So what does this Five of Swords represent? The Five of Swords...
In general, not just this one. It's all the Five of Swords.
Yeah, is that there are losses and wins together.
Yes. Yes, that you can't win without somebody else being defeated. So even though it feels good to win, it also kind of feels bad because someone else lost.
Representationally, I don't know how that works with this card.
No, I have no idea. Maybe those are the five swords of the fallen people that have been put into the urn. Urns something with dead bodies. I don't know. Unused swords.
That ribbon is a bandage of some sort, yeah. Maybe.
I think we've solved it.
Yeah, we've solved it.
So how does that get into the dating thing?
Well, so Ashley has been dating somebody for a few months and it's going great. So,
well, that's not what this card says.
I think it is. I think that a lot of people have wanted to woo Ashley and nice. They have been batted away because this young relationship is strong.
Okay. Nice. Good. Good interpretation. Let's go into the present. Flip.
More swords.
More swords. Much more.
10?
I don't know.
2, 3, 4, 5, count. 6. No, 7.
7 swords.
Oh.
Not 10. This shows different swords.
They're not sheathed.
No, and their handles don't even look grippable.
No, maybe that's the covers. Like, you know, that covers your hand.
Oh.
They're definitely a different type of sword from the first
unsheathed, tied together by a purple ribbon. being carried by a very exhausted young boy.
And what the Seven of Swords is about sneak thievery. And, oh, look, there's a five right there and a seven right there.
Well, that would have been good if we had seen that before we counted all those swords, huh?
Counting them. But it's about duplicity. And so maybe right now things aren't what they seem.
Or my interpretation might be that Ashley is being a bit duplicitous because, you know, things are going really well. To her partner, it probably seems like things are awesome, but she's holding back a little bit.
So you think this is on Ashley?
I think it's on Ashley.
Okay.
Because right now, she like really wants to be all in, and it probably seems to her partner as if she's all in, but obviously she's not all in because she's asking us if she should go all in.
She's approaching it from a different point of view, which is another way to look at the seven.
Yes.
Okay.
And now we will continue.
Let's jump into the future.
Flip.
The Nine of Coins?
That's a great card!
Is that what this card is?
One? Well, that looks like a nine, but it's not a very good nine. Also, the art on this card, we'll get to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The Nine of Coins.
Okay.
The art would not have you believe what we're going to ultimately tell you about the nine, because on this art is some sort of like cauldron over a fire. There's a person on the fire under the cauldron, and the cauldron is getting hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with the Nine of Coins.
Yeah, because the Nine of Coins is about having...
having it all.
Plenty. Yeah, yeah. It's about wealth. It's about achieving it. You've made it.
Yeah. So I don't know this art is so dark.
A frightening card.
Yeah, but I don't want you to pay attention to the art, Ashley. I want you to ignore the art. And I want you to know that the Nine of Coins is about somebody who's made it. Somebody who's worked hard and then has reaped the rewards of that hard work.
Mm-hmm. And so what that shows us about your relationship is that you're not being delusional.
No.
That you need to stop hedging your bets and go full into this, because this is not a heartbreak situation right now. This is not something where you're being taken advantage of. He is in this as much as you are.
Yeah, and perhaps because it's the Nine of Coins, which comes after a series of work.
Mm-hmm.
A period of work, not a series.
Well, a series of cards that indicate a period of work. You got
Thank
it.
Thank you. Perfect. That's what I was trying to say. Maybe, you know, it's going to take some work. Every relationship does.
Sure. Every relationship that matters does.
Yes. And so there will be some work, but ultimately there will be rewards at the end of that work. Things are going to play out well.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. I think that's a good job, Ben.
Thank you, Brian. So there you have it, Ashley.
Go into this with open eyes and an open heart, because this guy's not trying to smash it.
No.
Is there anything else we need to add to this?
I feel good.
I feel good. Ashley, you feel good?
Ashley?
Where'd you go?
She's probably mowing the lawn.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump out of Quirin's Corner. And here we are on the other side of Quirin's Corner. We want to thank Ashley for her question.
Thank you, Ashley.
And I guess, should we get into the card of the week? We've been flying through this episode so far.
You just want to keep things moving. Maybe you have somewhere to be.
Well, we got 50 other episodes to record, so.
Well, 49.
Sure.
Maybe you just want to, maybe the final episode is just going to be like, you've been like, well, it's Amateur Tarot Podcast. Let's jump into the Quirin's Corner. Oh, here's three cards. See you later. All right. So card of the week this week comes to us courtesy of the Tarot of White Cats.
Yeah. We've used the Tarot of Black Cats before.
Which is not the same.
Which is a different deck. And Ben, why don't you go ahead and describe this deck?
All right, well, as I'm looking through it, the art looks very traditional, very Rider-Waite-y. And what I will say, though, is that, you know the Disney Robin Hood with animals?
Yep, with that's foxes.
That's what this deck is. It's a facsimile of the real thing, but with animals.
Yeah.
It's the Disney version of the tarot, basically, because all of the cards have white cats instead of people. but all of the art is very reminiscent of what you would expect.
Any cards that jump out at you?
I'm looking. This Eight of Coins has, instead of just eight wands, it's a white cat watching eight wands fly across the sky, which would probably be frightening. Look at this Ten of Swords. The cat's not getting stabbed. His picnic blanket is getting stabbed, and he's running away
That's fun.
Well, you don't want to stab a cat. Stabbing a human, fine. Stabbing a cat.
Oh, man. This is not a story about stabbing a cat, but I just read Joe Hill's book, Strange Weather, with four short novels. And in one of the short novels, a cat meets its demise, and I felt very sad about that. That's all I have to say about it.
My mic's very far away. Yeah. I moved my mic away so I can shuffle. Some podcasts have a cough button. We need a shuffle button.
Yeah, I think that that's just when I edit it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to shuffle under your story about that novel.
Yeah, it's fine. We have shuffle talking a lot.
Well, that probably ruins the experience for some people.
Or adds to it. It adds to the gritty realism.
They know that we're actually doing this live.
Yep.
All right. Oh, I didn't even rate the deck.
Oh, what would you rate the White Cat Tarot?
To rate the White Cat Tarot, which I will give a very solid 3 stars.
3 stars. And what did you give the Solabusca? 2 stars?
I believe. No. Did I rate it?
Did you?
I don't know.
Well, here's the time to write that wrong. What do you give it?
I don't know. You said 2, but I'm kind of wondering if it's not a 1.
All right.
Just because the unwieldiness of the deck, the art that doesn't make sense. 1.
1 star. You heard it. We killed the language and we killed the deck.
Never again.
Never forget.
All right. So our card of the week is a card for everybody. This is some advice as you're going through your week, dealing with issues, overcoming obstacles, whatever.
Just skipping along through life.
Yes. And that advice this week, flip.
The Ace of Coins.
Okay, I like that.
You want to describe that fun little card?
Sure. So we have, the background is just a bucolic scene with a hedgerow and like a little hedge gate. And then in the middle of the card is a very, very large ornate coin with a human king's head on it, which is interesting. Hmm. And then a white cat kind of doing a handstand on top of it.
That's fun. And the book for the Tarot of White Cats says, money is like a seed. To bear good fruit, it must be planted in good soil and cultivated with love.
I don't know about that. Is that all it says?
Mm-hmm.
I've never planted my money in the ground. Perhaps that's why there's no money trees. We've never tried.
A friend of mine used to have a favorite book called Jacob's Money Tree. And it was about a tree that grew cash money on it.
Nice.
Yeah. That story doesn't really go anywhere.
Nope.
But you made me think of money trees, which made me think of my friend.
Spiritual gold trees.
Spiritual gold. Is this what spiritual gold looks like on one side?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you can see the picture on the website.
AmateurTarot.com.
This cat is so cute.
He looks mischievous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the Ace of Coins is the seed of an idea. A profit-generating idea, even.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that this week, if you have a big idea or you've been thinking about a big idea, if you've been thinking about making something, this is the week to get started.
This is the week to do it because it's going to pay off.
Yeah, in the long run. Not immediately.
Not immediately.
You've like still a tree, it has to grow.
9 other coins to go through.
Yes.
Oh, but you get to the 9 of coins, which we had earlier.
And you're feeling great.
Yeah.
You're not, hopefully... in between fire and a cauldron, yeah. Serving as fuel for the cauldron fire.
What we're going after is that sweet, sweet spiritual gold, and you're going to get that spiritual gold by starting today.
That really ended like one of those ads for like buying gold. The world is ending. Buy gold.
Asterisk for entertainment purposes only.
All right, so let's get rid of that. Let's rip that card up. We're done with that.
Never use that card again.
Nope. And we're just going to just plow right ahead into the end of the episode.
All right, well, we want to thank Ashley for her question. We want to thank my friend for liking that book, Jacob and the Money Tree.
We want to thank everyone.
We want to thank Mussolini for not barging in.
I don't know. I don't want to thank him for much.
He could have barged in, and he didn't.
He didn't. We kept him at bay.
Yeah. Mm. So thank you, Ben, for fighting off the zombie of Mussolini.
You're welcome. Thank you to everybody for listening. You know, this is just something stupid that we do sometimes.
To try and make people laugh a little bit and bring a little bit of good levity. Advice into the world.
Yes.
And levity, but mainly good advice.
Mainly good advice, which shockingly sometimes is provided. And so thank you very much for splitting your attention while you're mowing the lawn or washing the dishes or whatever it is that you do. We appreciate that you'll give us at least 25% of your attention while you're doing something else. Yeah. That means a lot.
It does mean a lot. If you want to spend more of your time, if you want to split more of your attention, you can find us at amateurtarot.com, where you can send in your own questions so you can get your own advice answered.
Double cross. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
Triple cross. If you want to call us, you can call us at 314-325-6047. And if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode,
we'll give you a pet rock.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Two asterisks. If you want to check us out on the flaming hellhole that is Twitter, you can tweet at Brian at Tarot Amateur. That's our big podcast account, but Brian is really the person that runs it. I don't even know the password.
Appendix 5.
Is it password?
Password 123.
Okay. Appendix 5.
Appendix 5. If you want to get in touch with Ben on Twitter, you can reach him at Making All This Up. And if you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can reach me at Zen Iron Man.
Was that all in Appendix 5?
Yeah, that was the whole appendix.
Okay. Volume 2. If you have some spare time, and you do if you're listening to this show, and you're checking your email, you should rate and review us on iTunes. You should give us 5 stars, and then you should write 2 sentences about why you like the show. Be honest. You don't have to lie. You're listening to it. There's obviously something about it that you like. Even if it's that you feel compelled to listen to it because you personally know us and feel like you have to keep listening.
Which is a legit reason to listen. Yeah.
So remember, when you check your email, you rate and review Amateur Tarot on iTunes because it really helps us out and helps other people find the show and get good advice.
And that's us. Thanks again to Ashley.
Let's close the book. That was not as satisfying.
Yeah, not as satisfying as dropping the Tarocci Sola Busca.
1 star.
1 star to my Italian, too.
Mm.
Or
is the show over?
I think the show is
over. I feel like you were saying goodbye, but I interrupted it. Like, you know, when you're ejecting your hard drive, but then you pull it out before it's done, and then it's like, don't do that. Your files are going to get corrupted.
Yeah, now we're in this liminal space where the show is
kind of
nominally over.
But
here we are.
It goes on.
There's a Yeti chef over there. There's a zombie Mozart. There's a lot of stuff.
There's Steve Jobs' ghost.
Are we in the upside down?
Maybe.
Listen, we got to figure this out. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Can she trust this guy to Nash Mamaro?